And we are live here over at Yarrabah Arts and Cultural Centre here for the Christmas celebrations. And National Talk Black is coming through BBM, Bummer Brit Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. And Yarn Up Strong with all the Yarrabeans. Deadly have yarns with mob and catch up with people. Fantastic. And I'm going to catch up with the manager of the Yarrabah Arts and Cultural Centre. And that's Simone. Simone, a very good morning. How are you? Simone Arnold.
Yeah, good morning, Trevor.
And thank you, darling, for coming to the program. Before we start, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
So my mob are Kanganji, and they're traditional owners of Yarrabah, and I'm from Cairns.
You're from Cairns, of course you are. Now, we had a yarn a couple of days ago in regarding promoting this fantastic event. So tell us about the event and what's it in aid of.
So today's event is an annual festival that we do, and it's just appreciation of all the artists' works, and also, you know, to give back to community. So we provide like a platform for them to be able to set up stalls here and make sales, get some Christmas money in.
Yes, Christmas money in. And look, I did donate in regarding picking up some beautiful outfits for my grandchildren. So look, a beautiful work, and they were made by the elders here. So elders slash pensioners slash entrepreneurs, businesswomen.
They're so special. So we've got Granny Hope, Auntie Millie, Auntie Carol, and Auntie Emma.
Yes.
And Auntie Gwen also is part of that group, but she's not here today. But they're the foundation to the community.
Yeah.
Just their cultural knowledge, their guidance, and just we appreciate them so much. And their craft and art that they do is sewing and necklaces. So I really recommend coming down and supporting them.
Yes.
I was saying to you before, if a sewing machine was the equivalent of a car, their sewing machine would be going 100 kilometres an hour.
They'd be getting picked up by bullmen. They'd be picked up by bullmen. Speeding there. Look, they're so focused. They love their work. And the comedies too, you know, like the black fella way, you know. Auntie, we can hear all this outfit here. She had it up there for me. She can there, $39 now, and you'd be good on my country. I can, yes, Auntie, here's the money. It's real money.
And you've been told.
Yeah, I've been told. That's right. I respect my body. So, look, it is fantastic. So, Murray Christmas, and this event is about Christmas. And so giving back to community, and gives the opportunity for the elders and for the artists to make a bit of coin for Christmas, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a two-way street.
Yeah, and we also got workshops here as well, which will finish in another hour.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're keen to do some weaving workshop, get on the wheel to make some ceramics.
Yes.
And also textile workshops. They go from 10 to 12, so another hour if you'd want to come down and, you know, if you've never experienced before, we've got experts. You've got Annie Philomena, you know, she's our master weaver.
Yes.
We just had the Yarrabah High School come down before, so they generally come down every Thursday to keep that knowledge strong. So
exactly.
We appreciate the school so much and work in partnership with them. We've also got, just trying to look around now, we've got Wugu. So if anyone actually wants to look in at setting up a market or working towards a business, I recommend coming down and speaking to Joanne.
Yep, Joanne Walters, had a yarn with her. Innovation, that's what it's all about, talking about setting a foundation for business opportunities. And look, for people who are in a job, they say empires are built after hours. So you go and talk to Joanne, talking about setting your business up, if that's the case, over and above your job, to eventually become a business owner.
Yeah, make that dream come true.
Make that dream come true. True. Look, so fantastic, and togetherness, like you said, you mentioned Yarrabah State School, and the connection there with people, and we just crossed behind the football field, and that's a big entity in the Yarrabah community. So tell us about your role as the manager of the Yarrabah Arts and Cultural Centre, how long you've been there, and what sort of art we're doing. You mentioned pottery, weaving. Tell us about some other stuff that you guys do.
So I've been here for just over 2 years, and so we've got five artists here who specialise in different mediums. We've got Auntie Philomena Yateman, Auntie Michelle Yateman, Auntie Edna Ambrum, Wayne Connolly, and also Valmé Pollard. And I lie, we also have some of Andrew Garrett stuff here as well. And they specialise in different mediums. So we do ceramics, weaving, textile, etching, lino print.
Yes.
And we've had a pretty big year.
So across the board in regarding the art industry, you could say. Yeah, fantastic. But it's also a place for history of the Yarrabah community. You know, we're talking brass bands. We're talking about when the missionaries came, all the above. And it's one of the biggest Aboriginal communities on the island, on the big island, Australia.
Yeah, so the museum was basically set up in 1996. And it's, you know, it has all of our archival documents and also all of our objects. And like the missionaries came over here in 1992 and set up, so we have a lot of those historical documents. We also have cultural objects. We have a bicorneal basket which is over 110 years old, made from lawyercane.
Yes.
I really recommend just to take the drive over and just, you know, have a look at history, whether it's, you know, in a document form or whether it's just on it, you know, just appreciating.
And look at how far we've come. And when we're talking about starting as missionaries, you know, Yarrabah is owned by the Yarrabah people, Gugenji people.
Yep.
So here we are in 2022, 60,000 years, and we're still here. And we're talking about true ownership and culture rising to the surface.
Yeah.
Yes. Two Deadly, your mob just tuned in. National Talk Black, Trinity Trev here, Murray from the Curry, having a deadly yarn with Simone Arnold, who's the manager of the Yarrabah Arts and Cultural Centre. And we're doing the Christmas celebrations over here today, and some beautiful work and annual event, you're saying, Simone? Yep.
Yeah, no, definitely. And I was just going to also say, we've also had a big year here. So Aunty Philomena Yateman, basically, it's been her year. She won the National Indigenous Fashion Awards this year for the textile category.
Is that right?
Yeah, so come over and look at her,
her work.
Textile, winning textile.
Yes, yes, yes.
She's also finalist for the Indigenous Ceramic Awards.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's a national award event, isn't it?
And
represents.
I know. She also won the Cairns Indigenous Art Fair Sculptural Award. And we have a lot of all their sculptural works on showcase inside the Gateway building. So just come along and have a look.
And check it out. Yeah. Exactly. Beautiful. So, and outside the event happening here today, the Yarrabah Arts and Cultural Centre, is that open to the public and throughout the week?
Yeah, we're open Monday to Friday. We only close if it's due to sorry business. So follow us on Facebook and we always put those notices up if we're closed. But other than that, we're open.
Beautiful. Fantastic. And a business entity, you'll take anybody's money. Yes, giggle, giggle.
Everybody.
That's
everybody,
right.
Anybody.
We're not discriminative.
Not at all.
My sister, good talking with you. Thank you
thank
very much for having us here. I'm Bummer Bibber Media for the outdoor broadcast. We're here till 1 o'clock and I'm doing my national talk about program until midday. But we'll talk soon. I'm going to catch up with some of your artists around here as well, and also catch up with Nation Triver, who does the language over at Yarrabah State School. But good talking with you, my sister. We'll talk soon.
Thank you.
All right, Two Deadly, your mob. Look, having a beautiful yarn here with all our deadly Yarrabah beans. We're over here at Yarrabah, BBM, National Talk Black for the outdoor broadcast. And we're here till 1 o'clock. Well, the National Talk Black program is going to 12. So I'll be yarning with your mob till 12. And then we continue on right through to 1 o'clock for the outdoor broadcast. So, yeah, stay tuned. If you're in the area at Gordonville, or Cairns are not far, get on in your car. There's a couple of came over here on a motorbike and catch up and have a yarn with them. And we catching up with Deadly Mob here. And there's a good range of people here, all different colours and all different ways of paying for their art. So have your say, yarn up strong, Two Deadly Mob, National Talk Black, and stay tuned, BBM 98.7 FM.
An open mind, but it's floating in between the city lights. How can that be? Living on a rock my whole life, I can't stand dwelling on a thought like this. I need to show what I got to be better.
will last forever. Well, I got something new. You gotta keep pushing to get where you wanna be. Do what you gotta do. Be who you wanna be.
Show,
show, show what I got to be better. I need to show.
My history's in my bloodline. Just knowledge is in my brain.
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yeah, to Delhi. My welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. And that's KDA, Karanda represents Delhi crew, KDA crew. Big shout out to you, mob up there in Karanda, Mona Mona, to Delhi, the, how you say, the little village in the rainforest. And it comes to life with the markets. Markets are renowned, world renowned, been operating for 30, 40 odd years. So, to Delhi. And Trendy Trev here doing the outdoor broadcast, National Talk Black, coming to you live from Yarraba Arts and Cultural Centre. Had a deadly yarn with Simone Arnold, who's the manager of the Arts Centre. And look, it's Merry Christmas to you, mob, wherever you may be. Merry Christmas. Keep smiling and spread the love. And get over to Yarraba here and spend some dosh. Spend some money. Support the local artists over here. Elders, I did my bit. Bought some beautiful outfits for my grandchildren. And Auntie reckon here, I'll take your money and you better be good on my country. Yep, just rallying. So I respect my body. I can do that. So looking with that, we're going to have a deadly yarn here now with our deadly brother, Nathan Schreiber. And he's the, local boy here. And, of course, he works at the school in languages. So more ways than one. Nathan Schreiber, very good morning, my brother. How are you?
Yeah, good.
Wanjira.
Najikoran Guru.
I'm breaking my jaw trying to pronounce it, my brother. Too beautiful. Before we start, brother, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from.
Ngayo bokol bama waguja, jajinji, ngajin bomba gorogolo, gonganji. Letting everybody out there know, listening, that, yeah, I'm a gonganji man, gorogolo clan group, and, I'm here on country, working on country, with my people, for my people.
Yes.
And
you get paid to do that.
And yeah.
And how powerful is that? Yeah. There's something you're passionate about, and you're getting paid to do it, you know what I mean? But then it's culture, and it's from your ancestors carrying on 60,000 years.
Yes.
Next 60,000 years, brother.
Yes. Yeah, I feel very blessed and honored to be in this position, to be truthful. A lot of family... I've been crying out for something like this to happen in our community, and a lot of family have been trying to do this, make this position happen.
Yes.
And
how long has it been happening for?
It's been happening. I came back home here in 2013.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's that, 7, 9 years, brother?
9 years we've been running our program now. Yeah. Mm. And we built it up from the ground, just from talking with our elders here.
Yes.
And we pretty much just said to them that we've had this opportunity presented to us in the school, and would they like it to come to fruition? And it's just
so with that, my brother, that is now a part of the curriculum at Yarraba State School.
It is.
It's a subject. Is it?
It is. Yes.
Beautiful.
Yep.
So explain how that subject works. So you're in the classroom as a teacher, and they come in to do that subject.
Yes. Yeah. So when we first started, we offered it from prep right through to our year 10s at the high school.
Whoa.
And it was really hard the first couple of years to establish the program, because we're starting from baseline, nothing.
Yes.
And so if you stack it up against other key learning areas, maths, English, science, whatever, plenty of resources.
Yeah, gotcha, I hear you.
Because we started from scratch, we had to build everything from the ground up. So
there would have been a lot of conversation with elders.
It was a lot of conversation.
Research in the literature or whatever, and bring it to the table.
Yes.
Like fruit salad, and then sort of line it out to become in a position to be a subject to be taught.
Yes. Yeah. And along the journey, like it has been a journey, and what we've aimed to do was to always take forward steps, no matter how small that step
is. Yes. Inch by inch. Yeah.
We know that, I've come to learn that, revitalizing language, there's a lot of work involved.
Yeah.
Like you say, you had to do the research behind it to get, all the linguistic information around our language.
But we're also talking permission as well.
Yes.
From the get-go.
As well as...
Talking to the elders.
Yeah, as well as all the community consultation. Mm. Yeah, all that had to be in place before we even started.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So the students learn. Do the teachers learn? I'm speaking the non-Indigenous teachers. I'm talking the principal.
Yes.
I'm talking staff.
Yeah. We make sure and we offer it to everybody.
Beautiful.
Yeah. A lot of our non-Indigenous staff that come through our community are interested in learning of the language. Can they hear our story about how we're revitalising?
Good.
And I encourage them too, say, you want to connect with our kids, start to learn our language.
Yeah.
You know, because there's nothing more powerful than, for us as Bummer, connections. Mm. You know, we need them connections. We need to know where everybody fits.
It's a bridge builder, isn't it?
It is. It is.
You know, it's an educational vehicle, so to speak, you know, but I said a bridge builder. It is powerful in a sense. So when you're talking about that space, I'm talking to you. Do you have a staff, a team of staff?
When I first started out, I was the team.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying,
yeah,
brother.
Yeah.
Yes.
As we've progressed over the years, we've had a couple of family also involved.
Yes.
We're now in a position, over the last probably 6 years, we've been able to employ a teacher aide to sit alongside myself in the classroom, and that position still exists now.
Good.
And over the years, we've seen you know, the department take more interest in languages,
yes,
and involvement of language and culture inside the school curriculum, yeah. Mm-hmm. And so we're now at a stage where you know, there is this big push. You know, we are in the decade of Indigenous languages.
We are, yes, you know, thank you. Yes,
United,
yes,
Nations.
Yes.
So there is a big push in terms of you know, Queensland and nationwide. So we're starting to see a bit more momentum, you know, being built around.
Brother, on this program, I've talked to a lot of educators. I've talked to a lot of departments. I've talked to a lot of TOs across the country. This is starting to happen all over the place on the Big Island.
Yep.
Schools are now reaching out to the First Nation people of the land to come to the schools and start the process of language and culture.
Mm.
You know, like I said, it's a powerful tool. But I'm thinking here in Yarrabah, it being now in the curriculum, so to speak, there would have been a communication from a high entity, high up, like the principal, for example. She's got to talk to you guys saying, hey, listen, this is what we're looking at doing.
Mm.
Or what was come from? Did the community raise this, or did it come from the other way? How did this all come about in that sense, bro?
Yeah, initially, the principal who was sort of scouting me to come home, because prior to coming home, I was spent 3 years in town.
Yes.
Teaching in town at Parramatta. And he sort of scouted me.
So that's your background. You're a professional. You're a teacher.
Teacher, yeah. Yeah,
okay,
qualified teacher. Yeah.
Okay, and you're teaching primary school.
Yeah.
And you were approached as being a Gungandji man to come home and teach language.
Yes.
So were you fluent with language back then?
Back then, no. No. My journey with revitalizing language probably started about 12 to 15 years ago.
Okay, bro.
That was way back in university, actually.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Nathan,
yeah.
That's beautiful.
It wasn't anything.
And you didn't have the vision for it to be in schools as such.
Not back then.
Not back then, brother.
No, it was a personal journey.
Brother, beautiful.
Yeah. It wasn't.
I got goosebumps here, cuz.
Yeah.
That's powerful.
It wasn't anything sort of directed at me. I was just sort of reflecting as you go through uni.
You know what, my brother?
You ask yourself reflective questions.
Your ancestors were tickling you.
And
driving you.
Yeah.
Meant to be, brother. Yep.
Yeah. And so, I started that journey back then, and I sort of hit that library up because I knew that they had a lot of resources around local history.
Yes.
And so I went there, and that sort of just went from that library to the next library, to the state library, to National Archives.
Oh, yep.
And it just snowballed, and then, I had all this information.
And the principal at Yarrabah poached you.
And then
poached you from Parramatta State School.
Yeah.
He backdoored Parramatta principal, went out of yarn with you, brought you back home.
And, well, it was always a dream to come home.
Okay.
Yeah.
And teach.
Yeah.
Back at Yarrabah.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. And so within that first year of coming home, he sort of approached me with the idea. He said, look, we've had you on a grade 5-6 class, but do you want to move into this position as language?
You would have been in awe, brother.
And I was like, thank you very much.
Beautiful.
So I went directly to the elders.
Along the way?
As in our school?
Yeah, your school.
Yeah, there's a couple of...
Part-time.
There's a couple of our teachers who have really shown interest, like non-Indigenous, I'm speaking of.
Yes, okay, right, yeah.
But then all of our local staff,
they've
also, you know, are wanting that information
and
wanting to know more and more, you know, whether it be pronunciation or word meanings or, you know, how to construct sentences or you know, just a yarn.
Sure.
And so along the journey, yeah, we've had multiple opportunities to be able to run training sessions.
So let's talk about the students now. So the students learn the language. Do they talk the language when they're at lunch and kicking the ball around? And that it would come fluent.
That's the constant reminder that we give the kids in that. And now from the get-go, we... So when we make a song, that song might be about something on country. You say, all right, we learned the song here, but you go visit that place.
Wow. And when
you go to that place, sing that song, because that's how we keep our language alive. Because we've got to use it. It can't be just, when we come into school and sit inside them four walls.
That's right, exactly.
It doesn't belong there.
Exactly. And look, that just shows you that things need to change in the curriculum, I feel.
Yeah.
We are in the 21st century, and they reckon if Gough Whitlam came back to life again, the only thing he would see the same is the curriculum system. You know what I mean? It's got to change, especially for Bummer. Black people are at the table, and you see a lot of our kids who are, the government pushing for a tendency, because a lot of the kids are dropped out of school. And then we're talking about crime, idle time and idle hands, devil's playground. So kids are getting into crime. Culture is a strong foundation for our kids. When you're talking with our elders, respecting our elders, they know not to do wrong, because their elders have spoke to them and talked to them and taught them not to do wrong,
That's
so
right.
Culture is our foundation, is it not, brother?
That's so true. My, I try to live by my grandmother's words when she was teaching us dance as young fellas, was to never ever forget who you are and where you come from. If you don't have that, it's like the foundation of this building is weak.
The
building will fall.
Exactly.
So, we've had that message from a young age, and I'm very thankful that I've had that message, because it's the same message I pass on,
of course,
not only to my own karikari in my family, but to all of our karikari here in Yarrabah. You've got to know who you are. You've got to know where you come from. And if you've got that, you can stand strong.
You can.
Yeah.
Brother, you motivate the motivator. I'm so fired up, my brother. I love the work that you do. A big shout out to Yarrabah State School. Now, they only go to grade 10, don't they?
That's right.
So students are going to go 11 and 12. They have to leave Yarrabah?
Yes, they do.
Cairns or boarding school?
That's correct. Yeah.
And that's what they do, right?
Yes. It is a big ask for our kids.
Is there a possibility of going right through grade 12 here?
A couple of years ago, we had the numbers to support it.
Okay.
And it was looked at as an option. Unfortunately, it didn't happen.
Okay.
Yeah.
But watch the space.
Well, if we've got the numbers of kids coming through, there's no reason why we can't expand.
Yeah, beautiful.
Because we did have it here many, many years ago.
Many years ago.
Yeah.
All right, my brother. Hey, good talking with you as always. Love you, Dilly. Brother.
No worries,
love
my brother.
Your family. We'll talk soon. Nathan, to Dilly, my brother. Proud of you.
Yeah. Garu.
Oh, Garu.
Yeah.
To Dilly. Beautiful yarn with the language man there. That's Nathan Schreiber, coming from Yarrabah State School. Been there since 2013 and delivering this fantastic program. As you can see, the knowledge is and the language is so powerful, so inspiring. And it's a subject in the schools at Yarrabah right up to grade 10. So he does a fantastic job, him and his Dilly team. But, of course, guided by the elders and guided by the respectful community. That's what it's all about. This is your Dilly program, National Talk Black, yarning with the bully one here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, coming here live from Yarrabah for the Yarrabah Arts and Cultural Christmas Function celebrations. All our Dilly artists are here. There's a good group of people here. There's food stalls and yarns and artifacts, of course, and I bought beautiful gifts there for my grandchildren. So just come and spend your money, your mob. We're here till 1 o'clock this afternoon. Stay tuned. BBM 98.7 FM, National Talk Black. To Daily Mob, welcome back to your live outdoor broadcast. Trendy Trev Murray from Recurry with National Talk Black. Coming to you live from the Yarraba Arts and Cultural Centre. We're here for the Christmas celebrations and we're yarning up strong with all the Daily Mob here. If you're mobbing not doing nothing, come on over to the Yarraba Arts and Cultural Centre. Spend your money, support the local mob here. And like I said, I bought beautiful gifts there for my grandchildren from the elders. And got growling. They said, you'd be good on my country. And as they take my money, they would growl at me. But that's okay. That's what them elders do, and love and respect them dearly. Look, we're going to catch up with Yarn Ave Deadly Sister, Delisa Walker, artist, weaver, cultural practitioner is her title. A very good morning, Delisa. How are you?
Yeah, good morning.
Thank you very much for coming to the program, sister. Before we start, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
Yep, so I'm from Mossman Daintree. I grew up there and I've been in Cairns now for probably the last 15 years.
All right, fantastic. And that area that we're talking to, Kukuyalanji
mob? Yep, Kukuyalanji, yes.
There you go. All right, represents. Now, tell us about the work that you do as an artist, weaver, cultural practitioner. I love that title.
Thank you.
So what do you do, sister?
So I do traditional and contemporary weaving, and I also hold weaving lessons. And that's basically when businesses need me to come in, I'll do weaving workshops and also yarn about the importance of keeping that practice alive.
Yeah. So we're talking about a sole business owner. That's what you are.
Yes, that's
okay,
correct.
Okay, entrepreneur, businesswoman. Okay, fantastic. So where are you based?
So I'm in Cairns, but I do travel up to Mossman and Daintree as well. My fibre is, our native fibre is the black palm tree, so I'm always going up there to get my fibre.
Yeah. All right, beautiful. Okay, and to get your material you need to do your weaving, do your work.
Yes.
So tell us about the work that you do. When you go to deliver a workshop at schools or what have you, just paint that picture, sister.
Yep, so probably in the last 10 years now, I've been around to schools, businesses and that, and just sitting down with children and getting them to learn how to weave. Sometimes they're too young to actually make the basket, but that's okay. We encourage even from babies or even pregnant mamas to sit down and just have a feel of the fiber. Maybe when they're, about two, younger than that, then they can clean the fiber when they're up to about 5-7 years old, and then they can start making that dilly bag just as I did around that age, them little baskets. So it's really trying to get them in from every age group. Yeah.
So we're talking school school kids, but you mentioned mothers and mothers-to-be, pregnant women and what have you. It seems like a soothing activity, and relaxes the mind, and your hands are being active, and then you look at the end creation. That's got to be good for the spirit.
Oh, it's amazing.
And practical.
Yeah. So I've just been working with Marindy, my cousin there, doing...
Big shout out, Marindy, yep.
Yes, Namuwa with the ladies and bubs, and we just recently did a few workshops, and just to have all the mothers sitting around, weaving, yarning, eating beautiful food, nutritious food, and then at the end, they've got these beautiful little pieces that have their cultural ties within that piece just for their bubby to take home.
So when you talk weaving, Delisa, is that a female thing? Can males weave?
Yes. So I did have to ask this question when I started my weaving journey.
Yes.
For the business, of course, that a cultural appropriation there. So men did weave. That was all the fishing
okay.
traps and stuff like that.
Yes.
And if we just inform them of that, then yes, I do teach men, which I've been given permission to do that.
Okay.
But mainly, the women are the ones that I find have the more interest for it. But we do, weave.
Mm, fantastic. So entrepreneur, businesswoman you do. So how do people get in touch with you? You got a Facebook page or anything like that?
Yes, so I just have I've got Instagram and Facebook, and I've just had my business cards made up.
Exactly.
Yes. So I'm handing a lot of them out today.
Good.
But mainly Instagram. Yes, you can contact me on there, and also if you see anything you like on there that you think you might.
So under Delisa Walker, DELISA.
Yep, Delisa Walker artist. That's it.
All right, fantastic. Now we talk about Walker. We talk about Kukuyalanji up there, Mossman, Port Douglas. My mind is leaning towards the Walker brothers who do the tourism business, walking in the rainforest. You know which two I'm talking about?
Yep, so there's two. There's so they're all brothers though. There's one who does his tours, and there's also Brandon and Link who do their tours as well.
Yes.
And that's, yeah, going out on country.
And they're your cousins, are they?
They are my cousins.
Okay.
Because yes.
they've been doing really well in the tourist industry, and they've been operating for something like 10, 15 odd years.
Oh, they're doing really well and getting a lot of exposure there. I think you know, there's a need for it.
You know,
a lot of people are wanting to go out and, you know, to do that practical hands-on work, and every now and then I get the opportunity to collaborate with them and do weaving. Good. With some of the you know, ones that can't walk out there.
Yes.
So I get to sit down and weave with them, and
Beautiful.
It's going really good.
Beautiful, fantastic. How long have you been running as a business owner, my sister?
It's been on and off for probably about 10 years.
Okay.
Weaving since I was 7, but at the moment it's going really well.
Getting good. A bit enjoying of that journey?
Yes.
Yes.
Very
and
much.
So you're over here at Yarrabah Christmas market celebrations. How are you travelling today?
Oh, it's beautiful. I haven't been over here in years.
Cool.
And what I love about my business is that I can bring my children. Some of our children are here, you know, enjoying making ceramics inside. And I've got Bubby there, and they've got a little workshop for her next door to us. So it's
beautiful.
Great.
Fantastic. Hey, my sister, good yarn with you. Congratulations. Keep doing what you're doing. Entrepreneur, businesswoman, and leading the way as a cultural practitioner.
That's it.
My sister, we'll talk soon. A big shout out to all the Kukuyalanji mob and the Walker brothers as well.
Thank you.
To Delhi, Delissa, thank you. Beautiful yarn there. Delissa Walker, entrepreneur, businesswoman, and as the title states, a cultural practitioner. That's what she is. Doing a fantastic job with the work that she's doing, and a sole businesswoman, and she gets contracts left, right, and centre, going to schools and doing workshops and what have you. And she's doing a workshop with the Bubbies she mentioned earlier, but there's one coming up this Saturday. BBM will be there for the outdoor broadcast. But stay tuned, you mob, to your Delhi First Nation radio station, National Talk Black, Trendy Trevor and Mike, and coming live from beautiful Yarrabah community here at the Yarrabah Arts and Cultural Centre, and a lot of weaving workshops going on, and there's pottery stuff going on. So come and spend your money, support the local mob here to Delhi, National Talk Black.
Here we go around in circles, but like I said, I got nothing to hide. And all your words make me feel like I'm worthless. And like I said, I got nothing to hide. Oh, don't listen to friends, just listen to me. Don't make any sense, tell me who you believe. Nah, nah, nah. You should know me better than this. Think about it. Oh, something. You should know me better than this. Think about it. Oh, some things can never be answered. You should know me better. Just listen to me, don't make any sense. Tell me who you believe. Nah, nah, nah. But you should know me better than this. Think about it. Oh, some things are better left unsaid. You should know me better than this. Think about it.
You're listening to National Talk Black.
Yeah, Cuckoo Yalanji Girl, big shout out to Delhi Mob. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Trendy Trevor and Mike here, coming to you live from Yarrabah OB Outdoor Broadcast. We're here at the Yarrabah Arts and Cultural Centre doing the Christmas markets. And look, a lot of stuff is happening. I see a big mob of people sitting at the table there at the weaving workshop. So there's a lot of activities going on. The elders are in there selling. They only take cash, and there's money rolling over there. Don't worry about that. But look, it's fantastic to be here doing the National Talk Back program. and a big shout out to all our deadly guests, and a big shout out to the Yarraba community. Unfortunately, the mayor, Rossi Andrews, not here today. I think he's on his way to Brisbane. Got meetings down there, but sends his apologies. But had beautiful yarn with Simone Arnold, who's the manager here of the Yarraba Arts and Cultural Centre, and also had caught up with Nathan Schreiber. That was a beautiful yarn as the language teacher over at Yarraba State School. And he's a professional teacher, of course, and was teaching at Parramatta Primary School. And the principal at the time from Yarraba virtually poached him to come on home and teach back here at Yarraba. So he did that, and then this was introduced regarding a language in the curriculum as a subject at Yarraba, and has been there since 2013. So fantastic. And also it's caught up there with Delissa Walker and a sister there from Cookieology sister, and hence that song, Cookieology. And she's a businesswoman and a cultural practitioner. That's what she does, and fantastic. But look, good to be yarning with you, Mob. Trendy Trev signing off with the program. Your Mob back in the hot seat again next week. But look, stay tuned. BBM 98.7 FM. Big shout to First Nation radio station across the deadly country of ours. Beautiful black network. And thank you to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. Yarn soon, Mob.